Okay. The Gemara had a machlokes in the middle of a whole bunch of things. On Yud Zayin Amud Beis, on the top line, the Gemara is alluding to a machlokes. Sounds like a machlokes hatanoi. Whether tul yom dezav kizav domi, or lav kizav domi. Gemara says tanoihi. What's the shaila? Whether mechusik kipurim, whether mechusik kipurim dezav. A person becomes tummy and he goes to the mikveh and he has harav shemesh. So it calls when he didn't have harav shemesh, that's called the tul yom. Then there were four people, zav zavi, levis and mitzori, even after they had the tefillah and the mikveh and the harav shemesh, they still have to bring a korban. So the pashtus is that it's a lower level of tumah. It's a lower level of tumah. Klisha lo tumasa. That's how the Gemara has on the last line. So if the harav shemesh and you still did bring the korban, pashtus says that that's a lower level of tumah. Gemara says not so pashut, not so muskum. There's reason to say that even though he's further away from the tumah, but still, these four tmeim, the Zav, Zofi, Aletis, and Mitzorah, who have to bring a korban, even though they already had the Harav Shemesh, maybe they have a higher level of tumah. Tul yom dezav, mechusik kipurim dezav, could be its kizav dami. The main afkenina. So Rashi said, when it get to Kares, Shaila will be, Zav, shenichnas lazorah, Zav, tomi shenichnas laharabais, is not chayv Kares. That we have the Gemara, will we have the Gemara in the Perek Hazem Mekoyma, Mar said the shear from the Azara is Kuf Pei Zayin Amas by Kuf Lamadeh, and Mar said Nafkemina for Chiv Koris. They see from the Gemara, there's only Koris on the Azara. If Tommy enters the Harabais, there's no Koris. So the Shaila is, if Tommy enters the Azara, there's Koris. What if he's only a Mechusi Kippurim? Is he also Chayv Koris or not? So Rashi says, that'll depend on this Machloikas. Gemara claims it's a machlokes hatanoim whether mechusik kipurim dezav kizav tamina. So Tosfos quotes the Rashi, the second line from the top in Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Pirish bekunshvus levatzer afkemina. The Tosfos says that afkemina is pesach habo betume, and we added on the Tosfos in Chulin and afkemina for kenisa into the harabais. The one who has a tuma yotzel megufoi is not allowed to enter the harabais. So that's the shaila. Azav is a tuma yotzel megufa, but he already had Harav Shemesh, he just didn't bring the korban. So do you say the level of tumah still has that higher level of tumah of tumah yotzal and megufa? So he's not allowed to eat korban Pesach, and he's not allowed to enter into the harabais also. And he said the right. So they say no. Tvul yom dezav, mechusik kipurim dezav is tumah, but it's not such a high level. You don't call the tumah yotzal and megufa. That's what Tosfos learns. But Tosfos quotes Rashi, Pirush Bekuntrus and Avkamin is whether chayv koris. So Tosfos says it can't be. Because it's a Beferish and Mishnah. Tosfos says, the Kosher, the Perusha, fourth line from the top. Kel man the Akiz Abdami, Leis Bekoris, a Mechusi Kippurim who enters into the Azara, a Tommy enters, Azara is Koris. Mechusi Kippurim enters Azara, there's no Koris. Tosfos says, an Ophan and Mishnah, how can you have a Machlokes HaTanaim? What's the Ophan and Mishnah? Ubereish Maseches Kelim Tanan, the Hedya, lifts off the Esek, Dusha Sein. So it says, Mechusik Purim Shenichnas HaMikdash, Bekoris, this non, where does it say in the Mishnah? Erzit HaMikdash says, Bemenu, Shem Mechusik Purim Nichnas Hosham B'chayiv Koris. So this Vasemis points out that the truth of the matter is, when you look in the Mishnah, it doesn't really say that. There's supposed to be a semicolon over here. Nichnas Hosham semicolon, the Chayiv Koris is another statement. The Mishnah says, Esa Kedusha saying, the 10 levels, all of Eretz Yisrael Mekodesh has been called Harotas, Hayoras, HaMekofes, Chayma have a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha, and each step of the way, Mishnah gives you an Afkamina LaHalacha. And then it says, the Azorah has a higher level of Kedusha than the Harabais. Why? So number one, Shem Mechus Kippurim Nichnas L'Sham, semicolon. Mechusik Kippurim is only considered Tomei. Mechusik Kippurim is allowed to eat the Truma. Only a Tvul Yom is not allowed to eat Truma. Mechusik Kippurim is permitted to eat Truma. Mechusik Kippurim is only Tomei when you get to Bias Mikdash and eating Kachim. So when you say Bias Mikdash, which part of the Beis Hamikdash? So the Mishnah says, Chusa Kippurim is Tomei B'negeit the Mikdash means Azar, not B'negeit the Harabais. Mikra Adin B'chusa Kippurim is permitted to enter the whole Harabais. So that's what it says. There are two Nafkeminis Ledina between the Azara and the Harabais. Number one, Shem B'chusa Kippurim Nichnas L'sham semicolon. And number two, any Tomei who will then enter into the Azara will be Chayv Karis. A Tomei who enters into the Harabais will be Chayv Malkus, but he won't be Chayv Karis. But it's not one sentence. It doesn't go. Tosis reads it as if it's one sentence. Shem B'chus Kvim Dichtan Sushon V'chayv Kore V'chayv Chatos. If the B'chus Kippur will enter, he'll be Chayv Kore. It doesn't go on that. So as Fasema says, look on the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah. That's the Posh Pshat on the Mishnah. So he says it's a Pella. It's Tosis, the Luchari read the Mishnah wrong. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah, that there are two milas that the Azara has that the Harabais doesn't have. Okay, then we were also old business. We were learning about Rashi claims whether the Mechus Kippurim enters the Azara will be Chayv Kares or not. Depends on this Machloikas Atanoim. If Mechus Kippurim Dizab Kizab Dami, then it'll be Chayv Kares. And if not, not. So Tosi says, how can it be? That's a Stam Mishnah. There's no Machloikas on that. So Rashi says, not a Stam Mishnah. Mishnah is talking about the Shechayv Kares means a real Tomei enters Azara will be Chayv Kares. It doesn't go on the Mechus Kippurim. The Mishnah is listing off two Chumras that Azara has that the Harabais doesn't have. So Chayv Kares is the same as what we had later. And Perikah is Amikoyim, that you only Chayv Chatos, you only Chayv Kares for Tomei Shenichnas La Azara, not for Tomei Shenichnas La Harabais. Tomei Shenichnas La Harabais is Malkus, Lo Yovo Tach HaMachne is Olav. Rashi will distinguish.
I mean, the
Pesach
says there shouldn't be a distinction.
Yeah. I don't know if Rashi does distinguish. Because the Mishnah really doesn't contradict what Rashi said. Mishnah says, Chayv Koris, Chayv Chatos goes on a real tummy. It's not one sentence. There should be a semicolon. After the statement, Shem Chuzvam Shenichnas L'sham, semicolon, and number two, Maila, that it has is V'chayiv Chatos, if a real Tomei enters. It doesn't go on the M'chusi Kippur. Then the Gemara was talking about Shtuya Yayin. Yayin Shtuya Shema Bat Chilal. The Mishnah lists off all the people that Avodasim Mechudalas. So the Gemara adds on, Shtuya Yayin. Yeah, the Tosfos on Tezvavim at base, the top Tosfos asks, how come the Mishnah left out Balmum Mishduya Yayin Prui Rosh? Because that's Beferish and Chumash. You don't need the Torah Shabal Peh for that. That's black and white. So the Gemara here has the last four lines on Yud Zayin on the base, and the Gemara says, the Tanya Menayin Mishduya Shemav at Chila, and the line says Beferish. Allah Havda Ben HaKodesh Amein HaChol. Then the Gemara asks, continuing over to Yudches Amin Aleph, and what does it mean, Lahoris is B'nai Yisrael? So the Gemara says, L'kid Rav, the Rav, it's about 10 lines from the top, 12 lines from the top. Rav L'mukim Amora Aleini Yoyim Atov V'lachav Mishum Shikrus. The one, if you give a pilpul shir, so you're allowed to give a shir even if you're drunk, that's not a problem. Because the Pasuk only says, Lahoris is B'nai Yisrael, if you're paskining. And Rav, whenever he gave a shir, he used to say pilpul, but he always used to interject piske halacha all the time. So once he made kiddush on yontif, so he was already knocked out. He wouldn't give a shir after he already drank wine. Lo mukim amora alei. That's in the days of the Gemara. The Rebbe had a loudspeaker. He had instead of talking himself, straining his voice, he used to whisper the shir to an assistant. An assistant used to scream the shir out loud. So that's called an amora. So Rav wouldn't give a shir. That's an amazing effect. Rav wouldn't give a shir. Once he made kiddush on the first day, he was knocked out mishum shidpris. So that's pshat in the pasuk. Lahoris b'nei zol. Not out of paskin. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says if it's davar hamavurish b'poskim, it's mutter. Davar b'poskim, it's mutter to say. That's a question. Why? So some say it's a misprint in the Ramah. Should say davar hamavurish b'psukim. If it's a davar shatzdukim, if it's Torah Shebichzav, there's no hero on Torah Shebichzav. They're going to ask him, is there an obligation to put on tefillin even on Wednesday? So he says, yeah, today's Wednesday. Yeah, there's a chiv to put on tefillin Wednesday. That's chumash. So Torah Shebichsav, the Gemara says in Hoirius, if you have the Bezin, Yotzemi Bezin Zakai, Emar Zir and Oysa Lechoiva and Sanhedrin and Din and the Foshes, that's only if the mistake that they made the first time around was a mistake in Torah Shebalpeh. But if they made a mistake in a double shot, it's Lukim Odimbo, so that's not called the Hoirua. That's not called the Shigigigus Hoirua, when they get the Chiyah Parham double shot Tzibur. It's not called the Hoirua, when they get to Yotzemi Bezin Zakai. And there are more men to say it's not called the Hairoa when they get to Shikha Rasa the Hairoa. That's not called the Hairoa.
The Gemara says that. The Gemara pieces, it's not called the Lagabe Shikha.
Right. But the Shad is then there are more. By us, it says Dama Furish Bipaskim. It doesn't say Dama Furish Bipsukim. So that's a question why Dama Furish Bipaskim is also a Hairoa. Unless there are more means to say, possibility. That the whole din of Shikar Rasa the Horus only applies if the fella has smicha. So bizmanas and nobody has any smicha, so nothing's called Oirua. But you're afraid that he may make a mistake. But if it's Dabban Furish Bapaskim, he's just going to say, here, look in the Mishnah Brewery. Read it on your own here, that's what it says. So then you're not afraid, Mishum Shema Yita. He'll show you what the mocker is, and you'll see on your own that it's correct. If it's Dabban Shema Furish Bapaskim, then we shouldn't rely on him. Not because of the halacha of al-horis, that you're not allowed to pass him, because Pashad, he may be making a mistake. That's a question with the Ramo. There's a shver tosis in Sanhedrin that the Achrayim have a lot to talk about. Tosis writes, Ki'ilu, the din of Shikaras al-horis only applies in Issa v'heter. It doesn't apply in Dini Mominus. Why shouldn't it apply in Din Tor and Dini Mominus? Dini Mominus also, you have to pass him correctly. Shikar should be also al-horis and Dini Mominus also. It's a strange thesis. The Pashto says that it's not so. Okay, so then the Gemara was quoting more psukim to establish ladin that a bechusa begodim. The thesis on the bottom thesis Yud Zayin Amud Beis said there is a beferish at pasuk that a bechusa begodim is misa b'deish amayim. So the Bala thesis Rabbi Yankel Mirlan says, well, why don't the Gemara quote that pasuk? Gemara has to go fishing around for psukim. So there, Rabbi Yankel Mirlan says, no, that pasuk goes on michnasayim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought it does mean michnasayim is different from the other begodim. It means if he'll do avoda, begilu yerva. So that's misa b'dei shamayim. But if he's not going to be begilu yerva, he'll be wearing underwear or something. But he'll just be missing begodim. So that's what the Gemara said. How do you know that a mechus of begodim pasul? So the Gemara said, b'zman she'im b'gdei malayim hein kunos malayim ha'balei kizar. So Zar Sheshimish is Misa B'dei Shamayim, but that's why Rashi points out on the top of Yud Ches Amin Aleph, about the 10 lines from the top, Rashi quotes Miyum Adav Chav Dalet. The Gemara is alluding to that, that there are only Dalet Avoidas, Shazar Chai V'lam Misa B'dei Shamayim. It has to be Avoida Tama, Shein Achreho Avoida. So that's only Zvika Sadam and Haktoris and Murim and Nisach Hayayin and Nisach Hamayim from all year long. There are only Dalet Avoidas. That the Zar is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. So B'chusa, if he does Avodah B'gilui Erevah, so then the Pashtus is like Tosef, then it would always be Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if he's not B'gilui Erevah, not missing Mechnasayim, just missing one of the other big Dekunim, so that's Bizman She'im B'gdei Malayim Ein Kunosam Leim Havalei Kizar. So it'll only be Misa B'dei Shemayim and these Dalet Avodahs.
Where did that come from?
That's what the Rabbi Yankel Mirlan quotes a Pasuk in Chumash by the big Dekunim. That it says if you do the avodah without big dekuna, you chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So what did the Gemara have a whole discussion for? So he says because the pashat and that pasuk that it only goes on michnasayim. So Soloveitchik thought it doesn't mean he's wearing underwear, but he's just not wearing big michnasayim of kodesh. Why should michnasayim be more mekudesh and more important than the other big dekuna? So he thought that Tos meant to say you do avodah b'gilui erva. Maybe in the Ovdei Avodah Zarah religions. Maybe by them they made a point of it, dafket to do service with the Gila Yerva. So by us, the Allah says that that's Misim De Shamayim.
I think there's a ritual, if I remember correctly, beginning of Yuma, who also says the Mithnasayim are different from the other Begadim.
Because of Gila Yerva?
Yeah, I think they're trying to speak about that.
Uh-huh. Don't know. So that was the Gemara. Then the Gemara had a few psukim to indicate the dinim of Mechusa the God. The problem, even if you have, we learned already the Gemara, even a Kohen Gadol will do an Avodah that you don't really need a Kohen Gadol. The only Avodah you need a Kohen Gadol is on Yom Kippur. All year long you don't need a Kohen Gadol. So let's say that a Kohen Gadol will be marked with the Tom Shel Bein Abayim today. So you don't need that he should be a Kohen Gadol. So maybe if he wear a Bob Godim, that'll be good. So he's not on the level of a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara learns that from psukim that it's not so. Even an Avodah that a Kohen Hedyot is kosher for, but if the Kohen Gadol won't wear the Shemayim B'Gadim that he's supposed to wear, that's called Mechusa B'Gadim. Then the Gemara says there's room to distinguish between Avodah that's Ma'akev the Kapara. Let's say Haktoris Emurim is not Mi'akev. So let's say the Kohen will do Haktoris Emurim but Mechusa B'Gadim. Is it maybe it's Mutal Chatchila? Maybe you don't need Big Tikkun. Gemara learns that from a separate Pasuk. No. That you need big dekuna even for avoid the she'ena mi'akeves. The Gemara had enough psukim. Then we started the brisa on the last four lines on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara quotes Tana Rabbanan at Tosefta, and the Gemara is going to have now two blood Gemara about big dekuna and chatzitz and big dekuna. So the brisa discusses Mirushalim, a person is wearing big dekuna and they're flowing. The big dekuna are schlepping on the ground. It's the wrong size. He's not so tall. And they're getting big dekuna for a taller person. So the brisa sounds like it says that it's kosher. Mirushalim misalokim. Misalokim means it's too short. Mirushalim means that it's too long. So the pasha pshat is that they're both good. Abedosik shared b'di evit. There's a din midoy vad. It's supposed to fit. So that's what Tosis quotes on the top, Tosis on Yud Ches on the base. The Rashi says that that's only the mitzvah below the Yaakov. That it should be the right size as a lechatchila, the mitzvah. But it wouldn't be Miyakev, but yeah, but that's a simple reading of the Brisa. Mirushalim is good if it's too long. Mesalokim too short is good. The Gemara quotes Rav as saying, not so. Here on the top of Yud Ches on the base, the seventh line from the top. Rav Amar, Echadzeh Vechadzeh, Psulim, that the Avodah is possibly Medievit. What's Echadzeh Vechadzeh? Mirushalim and Mesulokim, it's both no good. So how can Rav say they're both no good? Rashi writes the fourth line from the top of the Amud. Echadzeh Vechadzeh, Echad Mirushalim, Echadzeh Vechadzeh, they're both possible. How can he say against the Brisa? The Brisa says they're both kosher. Says Mirushalim is good, Mesulokim is good. So the Gemara answers, Rav apparently understood Pshat and the Braisa that it's Mirushalim shesilkan agidei avneit. They're not two different things. Mirushalim is good, but he had it too long and it's schlepping on the ground. Mesulokim too short. No, Mirushalim is no good. Mesulokim is no good. But if it's Mirushalim shesilkan agidei avneit, then it would be good. Then it would be good. So he had a different girsa. He had a different reading in the Tosefta. If it's too long, and because he uses the avnet, he makes it the right size, so even though he has flaps, the beged, like over here, the jacket is folded over here, so they have two pieces of cloth on the body. That's the normal way, that's the way they make jackets. But over here, the big dekuna, I'm not supposed to have two pieces of cloth, one on top of the other. But that's the way he's wearing it. So that's good. That's good. Bidi silk on that day avne, that'll be good. Bidi yevet. Other amaroyim read the brisa differently. What does the Gemara have? That's what Rab says. What does Shmuel have to say? On the second line from the top of Yud Ches and Beis, Amar Yudam and Shmuel, they quote Shmuel as not agreeing with Rab. Shmuel distinguishes between Mirushalim and Mesulokim. Mirushalim is too long. So okay, so but yeah, but it's kosher. The Mesulokim is too short, so that's possible. Frag the Gemara, but the Brisa says beverish that Mesulokim is good. How can Shmuel say that if the big dekuna are too short, it's not acceptable? So the Gemara quotes Rami Bachama, who explains what the teretz is. Rami Bachama says, like kasha kasha silkan they have an kanda listening maker. If the big dekuna from the very outset are too short for me, it's the wrong size. Then it's not lechobedulus of then it's puzzle. Then the whole avodah is puzzle. But if I have big nikuna, there are the right size. And because I use the avnet and I pull up the big dekuna, and I wear them in a short, the big dekuna are the right size, but the way I'm wearing it is not normal. So since the dekuna are the right size, then he says that would be kosher. That's what it means, misalokin. If silkan are the avnet, it's the wrong size because of the way I'm wearing it. But the begotten themselves have the right amount of cloth in them, that would be acceptable. That's what Shmuel says. So it's machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi says, Merushalim is pasul, Mesulokim is pasul. Only time it's kosher is if it's together. Merushalim shel silkan adei avnet is good. So then last time we learned, we left off in the middle of the Gemara has a shayla. This machlokes that Rabbi says Merushalim is no good. Shmuel says Merushalim is good. Rav reads the two things in the Brisa together. Merushalim shel silkan adei avnet. Shmuel reads the Brisa. Merushalim is good. So the Gemara says this depends on the following machlokes atanoim. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Omer Rav Yirmiyah midifti. This is about the 15 lines from the Daf Pasul. Omer Rav Yirmiyah midifti. Merushalim shel silkan. If you have flowing begodim that are too long, it's the wrong size. It's too long. And he didn't fix it with the avnei tanoi. It's a machlokes atanoim. So what do they call the machlokes atanoim? Are you chayv in tzitzis? You only chayv in tzitzis if it's an arba kamfas. If you have a beggar that only has three kanafais, so there's no chayv tzitzis at all. What if you have a beggar that has five kanafais? So that's a machlokes atanoim. The Gemara here says it's a machlokes atanoim whether balas chamesh is chayv or not. So the Gemara says this machlokes atanoim is exactly, L'chore is exactly the same as that Shaila. If you have Merushalim, Shalos Silkan, you didn't fix it. So I said last time, I would have said, if Merushalim Shalos Silkan is not acceptable, I would have said, it's like Mikuroim. Mikuroim is no good, because you have to have L'chobet or L'sifaris. That's what Rashi writes, the top Rashi, Mikuroim. So Merushalim, I would have said, is also a lack of the Chavad al-Sefaris. So you see from the Gemara that that's not the Pshat. If the issue whether Merushalim Shalos Silkan is acceptable or not is an issue of the Chavad al-Sefaris, so what Shaychas does it have with Arba Kamfis, with the Chayv and Tzitzis or not? So that's why Rashi was forced into learning a different Pshat. Not my suggestion, because it just doesn't fit into the Gemara. But I suggest it doesn't fit in. So Rashi writes at the end of the Rashi, Divra Maschal Masav as Mamish, in the middle of the Omud, right before the Rashi, Divra Maschal Prat Peksus Lailo. So the Gemara, so Rashi writes, V'gabi Merushalim, Nam Elahavi Yitab Gorim. That's the Shaila. If you have a beggar, so the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyot can only wear Dalet Begorim, the Kohen Gadol can only wear Shmoyna Begorim. If he wears an extra beggar, so that's Miyuta Begorim, so it passes. So what if he has a beged where the sleeves are too long or the trousers are too long? It's way longer than it's supposed to be. Should I consider the extra amount as a yitab godim? As an extra part of the same beged? Since it's not supposed to be so long, does that count as a yitab godim? So the Gemara says, that depends on this machlokes atanoim by balas chomesh, whether yichai ben tzitzis or not. What does that have to do? So the Gemara uses a lotion. What's the shayla where the balas chamish is chay? My la behokam mifligi, mamish in the middle of the amud, and yud ches on the base middle of the amud. The Gemara quotes the two brises, whether a beggar that has five corners is chay ben tzitzis or not. The Gemara there menoches says according to this opinion that a balas chamish, that's how we pass a balas chamish is chay ben tzitzis. So the Gemara says there's a further machlokes hatanaim. Do you put tzitzis in four out of the five corners? But you put in all the five corners. The wheat paskin, you only put in four out of the five corners. The Rambam writes the four furthest corners, furthest from each other. Okay. Shall where the Rambam got that one from? So that's a machlokes and menoches, where this Gemara appears, a mem gimel. And our Gemara says that this machlokes abraisis is whether Balas Chamish is chayv at all. Maybe it's not chayv and tzitzis at all. Why should you say Balas Chamish is not chayv? So the Gemara says, my la behokam efligi, mar sova yeser. Command the Isay Dami. What do you mean, yes, sir? You have five kanafais. So maybe it's not called an Arba Kamfis anymore. So the Gemara says, no, yes, they command the Isay Dami. It is called an Arba Kamfis. Mar Sovar, command the Leisay Dami. You ignore the fact. You ignore the fact that it's irrelevant that you have a fifth Konof, and you say it is called Arba Kamfis. The other one says, no. Yes, sir, command the Isay Dami. If you have five corners, so the fifth corner is there, and it's not called an Arba Kamfis anymore. In order to be chayv in tzitz, it has to be called an Arba Kamfis. So how does that apply over here? It's very unclear in the Gemara. If you hold command the Isay Dami, that it's still called an Arba Kamfis, then how does that affect over here? That it's not called. What does Rashi say? Yes, it command the Leisay Dami. If you hold yes, it command the Leisay Dami, and a Balas Chomish is not chayiv because it's not called an Arba Kamfis. So if you say Kamanda Leisay Dami, then by Merushalim, it won't pose a problem of Yita B'godim. What's the connection between the two? It's very, very unclear. Why should it be totally Zebizah? Then Gemara says, Bechlal is not a Hoichocha, because over here there was a separate Pasuk, that's Marba Shetachasabo, the Rabbis Balas Chomish. The Gemara says, Lioilam, he could say that they all agree. The Gemara first said, My Lab Hokam Efligi, Samachlaik Zatanan, where the Yeser, Command the Isi, Command the Leisi, the Gemara says, Lo, Kuliyama Command the Isi, Dom, Shani Hocha, then it's a Pasuk, Asher Techasabo. So very difficult. What was the Hava mean in the Gemara? Why did they think that it was? What Svar is it that these two cases should be connected? The Rav Shava has something on this. He has a unique Pshat, but I forgot what it is. I have to look it up. The Gemara alludes to the fact that there's a big machlokes satanai where the ksus laila is chayv in tzitzas anan. Half of the Amoraim used to, well, their wives used to wear tzitzis because they held that tzitzis is not as mangroma. Tzitzis and mitzvah says in shaloi as mangroma that you even chayv ksus laila is also chayv. And we paskin like the Tana Reb Shimon that ksus laila is not chayv. There menachas the Gemara says machlokes satanoim, and Tosus in a few mesichtas points out. And Sukkah and other Masechtos, Tosfos points out that we paskin that women are potter from tzitzis. That it is his magram that ksus laila is potter. Yeah, that's a famous machlokes of Rishonim. What does it mean ksus laila is potter? The Mechaber quotes the Rambam's opinion is that the mitzvah, you have mitzvahs that are only noig by laila, not noig by yom. You have other mitzvahs that are only noig by yom and not noig by laila. Lulav is only by yom. A matzah and mar is only by laila. So the Rambam says that's what it means. The mitzvah tzitzis only in the heges bayom, not the heges balayla. Tosfos and the Rosh disagree with the Rambam. They learn no, it means that pajamas are potter. A ksus amyuchud lalayla is potter. But if you wear a talis balayla, that's a beggar amyuchud lalavisha bayom or balayla. It's not miyuchud dafka for sleeping. Talis is not pajamas. So according to Tosfos, even if we wear balayla, it would also be chayv in tzitzis. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not b'chayv to put on an Arba Kamfis in the first place. The din is if you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you have to put on tzitzis. But if you're going to put on a four-corner garment, balayla, you're going to have a machlokes, Tosfos in the Rambam, where they say a bracha or not. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Slichas, it says it's better not to put it on. Don't put on the beged, because according to the Tosfos, you'll be doing a mitzvah without a bracha, and that's not proper. If a person is absolutely mechuyav to do a mitzvah, he has to shake a lulav misafek, and he can't say a bracha. Okay, so he has to shake the lulav, and he doesn't say a bracha. But he is not mechuyav to put on the Arba Kamfis. So they don't put it on in the first place. Let's say a person takes a shower at night, and he wants to get dressed again, he wants to put on the Arba Kamfis. If he just he took a shower for 10 minutes and he gets dressed again right away. So if he would have taken a shower by yom, he wouldn't say another bracha. If he puts back the tzitzis within a few minutes. But if he's going to sing in the shower, and he's going to take a shower for half an hour, or he's going to go playing basketball in the gym or something, then he's not going to put back on the tzitzis till half an hour later. So that's already a hesed hadas. So then if it would have been by yom, he would have had to say a bracha. So balayla says you shouldn't put back on the Arba Kamfis. Then the Gemara points out that the big dekuna have to have chutim shizurim, has to be twined. That's a big chiddush. The Rabbeinu Tam writes in the Hakdama to the Sefer HaYosha what motivated him to write his Chidush in Malach Shas, the Sefer HaYashar. He says his Chaverim encouraged him to write it because of his Pshat in the Gemara in the end of Erevin. Last Perek of Erevin, the Rabbein and Tam interpreted in the Gemara that Chutei Tzitzis have to be Shazurim. Other Rishayim do not read the Gemara, do not require Shazurim. We require that the Chutei Tzitzis should be twined. That's a further question. Twined how many? Tais is there in the end of Yuma talks about it. How much? Here the big Dikuna have to be Kofel Shisha. What about the Tzitzis? So the different the Arts of Sachaim, the Malbim. And Hilchas Tzitzis explains the different the Kervis and Tosis. And the biggest Chumer is that you have Kofel Shmaina. That's what they sell. Kofel Shmaina Dik Tzitzis. That's to satisfy the Rabbin and Tam Sheet. And half of the Rishonim that you need Shizurim. And number two, that it should be Shizurim Shmaina. Shizurim doesn't have to be, it can be two. You can have two strings tied together. But that's one opinion of Tyson. You need Kofel Shmaina. But big Kun is Kofel Shish.
So from that point on, it's considered as if it's torn.
So what would be the din? You have a din of gardume. That if you have tzitzis,
meaning we would be machmir that you need all eight.
Yeah, lachatchila for sure. I don't know. Be the edit. Would it be good if you, if a little bit of the shazira ripped? I don't know about that. I don't think we would be machmir on the kofel shmeida that that's likuv. I don't think so. So the Gemara says the Gemara learns it after the pesukim five. Here on this Miyuta Begodim, the Gemara said, Miyuta Begodim, Rashi on the bottom of Yud Ches Amin Aleph writes, Yiter Achas, commenting on the Bryce, Tana Abon, this Tosefta Menochas, see Yiter Achas, I hoise of Alem, Shum Beged Ba'olam, if you have any extra Beged. So the Netziv has a whole essay in the Mirai Mesoda. He thinks that the Ramam does not agree. He thinks that the Rambam's opinion is that the miyut of begadim is only if you have an extra beged of the big dekuhuna. But if you have an extra beged chol, that would not passel. Unless it's a chatzitza. And the Gemara says then there are two dinim of chatzitza. Not a lot of chatzitza between the big dekuhuna and the body, being besoroi le beged. Then you're not allowed to have a chatzitza in between your hand and the avaida. Let's say the kohen is doing a kabbalas adam. And a cliché, so he's gonna wear gloves and do the avodah instead of doing it with his hands. So the Gemara has the two dinim of chatzitza. Chatzitza between yodo and the ma'is avodah, and chatzitza between the body and the dig dekuna. So the Rambam's opinion, that's what the Netziv thinks, the Rambam's opinion is that miyut begodim only passes if it's a beged kodesh, if it's a beged sholchol, it's not a miyut begodim. Yeah, where did the Rambam get it from? So the Netziv thinks that he got it from the din in the Gemara, Yutesam and Aleph, the second line from the bottom. But where does the Gemara have it? The last line, Tana. The last line on Yutesam and Aleph, Tana, it says in the Braisa that the kain Godel wore a tzitz, Poshep Shat, Taisus learns. He wore the tzitz on his forehead. And then, Sairahai and Erebein tzitz le mitznefes. The mitznefes began over here. And the hair, the beginning of the hairline, the first 2 inches, was where he wore tefillin. So the Gemara said the kain godel wore tefillin shal rosh. They couldn't wear tefillin shal yad because that would be a chatzitza. You can't put the tefillin shal yad on top of the sleeve. That'll be a chatzitza for the tefillin. Then that's a Mishnah in Megillah. If you wear the tefillin al gabi besun kalisho on top of the sleeve, so you're not yet. If you wear the tefillin under the sleeve of the big dekuna, then it'll be a chatzitza between the big dekuna and the body. So the kohanim couldn't, in the Beis HaMikdash, couldn't wear tefillin shal yad. But tefillin shal rosh, they could wear, even the kain godel wear tefillin shal rosh. So then Tziv poses the question, shouldn't this be miyuta begodim? That's more than dala begodim, shmoneh begodim. So the Tziv thinks that that's where the Rambam got it from, his idea that miyuta begodim only passes if there's an extra beggar from the big dekuna. Others say, the Chazon Ish says, no, the answer to the kasha is, miyut begadim is only if the extra beged is made from cloth. This is a tachshit, that's not called. Let's say the kohen is wearing glasses. So that's called miyut begadim. The Pashta says that's not a beged. You wear it, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Anything that you wear, if it helps you to see, so that's called a tachshit. It's not necessarily called a beged. So that's what the Chazon Ish answers. that the tefillin is not miyuta begodim because it's not a beggar. He doesn't spell it out. The pashtus is that it's a tachshit.
The point of the pashtus is that Mario Tessin's base is like Rashi, whereas there's
the shloim bashal probably in my head. Yeah, the Gemara says you're not allowed to wear a beggar tchol. Yeah. So the Rambam left out that brisa. Right. That's what the Nitzit points out. The Rambam didn't.
What's the kasha from the Sairah Pioneer?
How can the Koyanim wear a Shal Rosh? It's a Miyuta Begodim. They're a Dalad Begodim for the Kohen and Shmoyna Begodim for the Kohen Gadol. And this is an extra Begad? So the Nitzit says that the Rambam gave the answer that Miyuta Begodim is only if there's an extra Begad of the Big Dekuna. He's wearing two pairs of Mitnasai, two Avnatim, two Mikvoyas. But if he wears an extra beged, that doesn't pose a problem. And Rashi reads the whole Gemara, not so. Rashi reads the whole Gemara here in the middle of the Yud Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara says, if you have a beged, a cloth that's gimel, that's boys, that's a sheer beged. So that's chotzitzos. And Rashi learns it doesn't mean chotzitzos chatzitza. When the Brisa says chotzitzos, it means that it's a miyuta begodim. Rashi Lekeseda learns like that. Chotzitzos in the Gemara is labdavke. It really means that it's a miyuta begodim, and the Rambam seems to hold not so.
So how do we answer for Rashi?
What do you mean? How we answer for Rashi? How do you wear tefillin?
Yeah.
How do you wear tefillin? So the Chazon Ish writes that tefillin is not called eged. Poshe pshati means that it's a takshit. It's something that you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. But not everything that you're allowed to wear in the street on Shabbos is called a beged, either a beged or a tashit. Even if your glasses don't look good at all, but it helps you see, so that's called a tashit. Person is so old, he's falling apart, he needs a cane in order to walk. So the cane is not called a beged, it's called a tashit. Tashit means there's something that you're wearing, that you need. So that's, you can't walk without the cane, you can't walk without the glasses. So that's called a tashit. That's a shaila. So the tzitz is also not a beggar. The tzitz is also a tachshit. So let's say the kohen hedyot will wear his arbob godim, and then he'll wear a tzitz also. So it won't be, if you say like we just said now, that tefillin is not miyuta begodim because it's not made from cloth. So if the kohen hedyot will wear a tzitz, there won't be miyuta begodim. It's not a beggar. It's a tachshit. So some takas say like that. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, I think, where the Gemara says, why when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how come he doesn't wear the tzitz? So the Gemara answers, because tzitz is made from Zov and Katega Nasa Sanegar. So you don't want to bring back the memories of the Chet of the Egel HaZov. So what kind of question is that? Why doesn't he wear the tzitz? The Torah says that he wears the dalad begodim of kain hedyot, then the shmoneh begodim of kain gadol all year long, the dalad begodim of kain gadol. For Yom Kippur, he's going to wear the tzitz, it'll be miyuta begodim. The halacha says how many begodim he's wearing. So Pashe Pshat Yilani Magmar is giving the reason for the din. Why all year long the kain gadol wears shmoneh begodim? And one of them is a tzitz. So why doesn't he wear a tzitz on Yom Kippur? Gemara derives from that because ain't kategan asaneg. And others say, no, the Gemara is asking, let him wear the tzitz. Was it shlecht? Let him wear the tzitz. It won't be miyuta begotten because it's not a beggar, it's a tachshit. So I'm going to say like that. So then the Gemara says that some of the big dekunin says they should be bad. What do I mean bad? Bad means linen. So the Gemara says, how do you know that bad means linen? Maybe it means some other kind of material. Imaidahai bad kitnuhu. And for the Gemara, elamei hocham. We can't really prove it from the Chumash, but we know from the Pasuk in Yecheskel, where he describes pare pishnim yu al them. It says beferish that the begonim should be pishtim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you quote from Yecheskel HaNavi In over shel chadish dov amiyat. I mean, the Novi Cheskel was mechadish this, that when it says in the Chumash, big day bad, it means pishtim, it means from linen. So the Gemara says, ado asri Cheskel minol, until Yecheskel and Novi came, what did we think that the pshat was? The Gemara says, no, it was always, like, dovaz amitores Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu, ashboy Yecheskel ben buzi vilim donos. So here also the Gemara says, ochanami, Gemara gemiri lo, they always had such a Torah Shebal Peh. They always had a tradition that the word bad means linen. And then Yecheskel HaNavi wrote it down. So the Gemara quoted by the din of Orel, Orel Shoah, but it's also not Mefurish in the Chumash. It's only known through Yecheskel. But Yecheskel didn't invent it. So it was a Gemara Gemira, though. They had such a tradition. So the same is regarding the bad. The Gemara says that Huna bar Nosson was once visiting by the king of Bavel, who was a Nochri, and he had dressed up in a formal fashion in order to go visit the king, and his chagura was too high, so the king fixed it for him, and he said, "You Jewish people have to dress like kings. Mamlechas koinim a guy kodesh, you have to dress in a very fancy fashion," and he corrected it for him. So the king corrected the garter, he's supposed to wear it a little lower. Then the Gemara says, and that itself was the fulfillment of the pasuk, "Vayom lochim om nayich," that lossi love of the day will come, that the kings of the goyish countries will be mishamish the Jewish people. Here the king showed Rav Huna bar Nosson how he's supposed to wear the garter. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, about the Gulo Hasid, the Lo Hasid Lama. Next, the Gemara about the seven lines from the top of Yutes and Aleph. Gemara quotes a Mishnah from the end of Erevin. The last parak in Erevin, the Maharsha writes there on Erevin, and it appears in the Ritva there in Erevin as well, that the last parak is like a siyam on the whole Masichta. In Erevin, you have many of the Dinim are only the Rabbonim. Eruv v'chatzeris is only the Rabbonim. We pass an Eruv v'tchumen, the whole Din of Tchumen is only with the Rabbonim. A lot of Dinim are only with the Rabbonim. So the last Perek tells you a whole series of Kulas. Carrying it a Carmelis is only the Rabbonim because many of the things in the Mesichta are only the Rabbonim. So there's room to be Mekom. So the Mishnah has the following Kula. Koin shaloka v'atzba'oi, koin, his finger is bleeding. So if he's a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash and he wants to do avoda korach alei agemi b'hamikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash we would permit him to put on a gemi. Avloi b'amdina. Outside the Beis HaMikdash we wouldn't allow it. Dim lhoitz men adam, but if the purpose of putting on the gemi is to skvetch ois, to squeeze out more dam, kamakan is asa. That's a malocha. It's so as adam, chaburin, that we learned in the beginning of Ksubis, the Gemara had the Shah that when the Mutu live on Psula B'Tchila B'Shabbos because of Chaburas, and Chaburas and Maloch on Shabbos, so we learned the three opinions. So the accepted opinion is Taisus. Taisus says, because Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, the Malikot Kula Malikot the Palga, so it's in Tilis and Shomi. That was the accepted opinion, because that's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi seems to learn that Haitzos Adam is also because of Tzoveya, because the dam is going to dye the skin. It's difficult. They're going to dye the skin. It's derech lichluch. That's a person has a napkin. He just had some ketchup or something. And he wipes his mouth and he makes tzvi on the, or a person is bleeding and he puts a tissue on the bleeding part that absorbs the dam. So that's tzaveh. That's derech lichluch. So why should that be a malach of tzaveh? So Rashi's problematic. And the Ramah also, we don't follow the Ramah. Ramah says that it's a Malach Abdisha. Causing bleeding is a Malach Abdisha, like squeezing out juice from Zeis Mandovim is Dosh. So we follow Tosis that the Malach involved in Haitzos Adam is Mithilis Neshama Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Yeah, what's the reason for the Reish Yekoyin Shalach Be'etzboi Ba Medina Itzoser? So Rashi learns, based on the Hemshech HaGemara, that the Gemara says here a few lines before the wide lines on Yutes Amud Aleph, when the lines are still narrow. So three lines before the wide lines. And Gemara says, Milsa Gabucha Kamashmala Degemi Masi. The Mishnah tells us that if you put a gemi, it'll heal the wound. He's bleeding. So the Poshup shot, that's what Rashi says based on that. By Medina, it's also because you're not allowed to apply any refuah. Why are you not allowed to apply refuah? Because every Yishem Yishachik Samamanim. And why is it muta ba migdash? So Rashi says, because Ein Shavuos ba migdash, yeah. Ein Shavuos ba migdash is only derech hakrovas hakarbonas. If a person wants to violate an Issa derabbanan on Shabbos, let him walk into the base of migdash, and the guy wants to smoke a cigarette, so let him go to the base of migdash, everything is mutter, he'll smoke the cigarette, kalach hayad, let's say. So Tosis points out, the only Ein Shavuos ba migdash, Tzorech HaKrabos HaKabonis, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim and Psochim. How much of a Tzorech HaKrabos HaKabonis do you have to? There has to be some Tzorech. So what's over here, the Tzorech HaKrabos HaKabonis? So Rashi says, it's a Gnai. Rashi writes over here, about the seven lines from the top of the Omen. She Gnai Hu She Teroi Sham HaKosa. He's a Kohen, he's doing the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. It's a Dova Meguna. So to put on a gemi by Medina is also because refuah shem yishach samamad, and that's how the Gemara said, "Oh, kamashmalan that the gemi is masi, the gemi is merape." So by Medina it's also by migdash is muta because ain shvus by migdash. Tzorach hakarbonis, what's the tzorach? It's a dova meguna. Tosis raises a possibility that maybe it's a different pshat. Maybe because the next line in the Mishnah said. So maybe Liolim the Gemi is not Merape. That's against Dagmar. The Gemara says, Mosa Gabucha Kamashmal and the Gemi Masi. The Gemi is Merape. So once you say the Gemi is Merape, it's also because of Refua. So Tosis, I don't know, Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like Rashi. Yerushalmi says, and the Babli also says like Rashi. Parshta says. So Tosis had a suggestion. Maybe it's not Merape at all. Liolim. Not merape. The reason why it's also by Medina is Xav Hashem Yotzi Dam. That's why the next line in the Mishnah says Mehotzi Men Adam Kamakan Asa. If it's not interested Mehotzi Men Adam, then it's Xav Hashem Yotzi Dam. It's not the same as the regular Xav Mishum Shchik Zammanim. Maybe it's a separate Xav. But Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi is a Dreferish like Rashi, and the B'samach Nami Kamar Hakamash Megami Merape. So the Bavli and the Yerushalmi they both say like Rashi. So that's one of the many Mishnayos in the Les Perik that gives you kulas because the whole Masechta is dealing with Dinim Derabbanan, so therefore here and there there's room to be made. So Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rabchia has a comment on that Mishnah in the end of Ervin, in the Les Perik and Ervin towards the very end. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rabchia, lo shanu ela gemi, avol tzilzol katan, havi yita begodim. If you have a tzilzel cotton, a beged, even though it's less than gimel, gimel, let's boys, but this is a chashivis of a beged, let's say I visualize this like a lot of times a girl will have a headband and she'll put her hair in the headband. So the width of the headband is less than gimel, let's boys, but this is a beged. People sometimes have a wristband. I don't know if to absorb sweat, the perspiration or something. I don't know what they wear it for. So this Amoira, Rabbi Yehuda Brei de Rabchia says, if it's a tzilzel cotton, have a yita begodim. The avodah will be possible because of miyuta god. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, no, yita begodim is only a problem b'mokam begodim. Avashalav mokam begodim, there's no problem of yita begodim. Then the Gemara asks, but won't it be a problem of chatzitza? Chatzitza in between, shalob amokam begodim, but he's going to have to do the avodas. He has to hold the klisharis in his hand. Or he's going to do haktara. So he has to, if you wear gloves and you take the emurim and you burn them on the mizbeach, so that's a chatzitza. He's supposed to hold the emurim in your hands, not supposed to hold it in the gloves. So the Gemara answers, it's Topin Bismol. He's doing the Avodah with the right hand, and he's putting this Tzitzel Cotton on the left hand. So that's the Machloikas between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Chiyah says that the Tzitzel Cotton is a beggar, even though it's less than Gimel on Gimel. It's a beggar they sell in the stores, and it'll be a problem of Miyut to be gotten. Rabbi Yechon says that there's no din of yit begodim on that part of the body which is not royally begodim. Shine. The Gemara says, a pliga de rova de omra, rova omra of chizav and mokam begodim afilanim achas chotzetzes. If you have a nima be bachutz, if you have a nima be bachutz, that's the Rashi on the first wide line on the omra, the first very wide line. Nima mashma dasa mialma, Rashi is saying on the Gemara later. If you have a nima mibachutz, you have a thread in between the big dekuna and the body, so even nimachas is chotzetzes, you're not allowed to have any chatzitza. And the Gemara puts together the dinim of chatzitza by shal yad and chatzitza by shal rosh, that's on the bottom of the daf. No. What does the Gemara say? No. The Gemara has two psukim. That is a din of chatzitza by big dekuna. Yil bashal b'soroi. Shalei adab chayitz is beino le b'soroi. And by the mitzvahs also, al harosh. You're not allowed to have chatzitza on any of the big dekuna. Yeah. What about tefillin? Is there a din of chatzitza by tefillin? So the Mishnah says in Megillah that if you wear tefillin shal yad, gabi beis unkli on top of the sleeve, that's a problem of chatzitza. That's a problem. So the Gemara says why? Because it says vay lecholios al yadcho lecholios v'lo lacherem lios. So the Gemara says really, and you have to wear the tefillin. You always have to cover over the shalyat. Mar says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means b'makam b'choliyos. There's no din at all. You have to cover over the tefillin shalyat. Just a din of chatzitza. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that it's a din of chatzitza on shalyat. What about shal rosh? So that doesn't say. That doesn't say in the Gemara that there's a din chatzitza by shal rosh. So I'm sure not. They quote a machlekes harishanim. So some Rishonim are only worried about chatzitza by shal yad. And others say even shal rosh also. Soloveitchik, 1 year, gave shiur on Hilchas Tefillin. So he was explaining the different opinions. So there was one rabbi who wore a toupee. So he used to wear the tefillin on top of his toupee. And he said, Rabbi Soloveitchik was explaining all the different opinions in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't say that that's the din. Shulchan Aruch says you should be machmer. One is Yirei Shamayim should be machmer. The rabbi was embarrassed to take off the toupee, that all the Balabatim should see that he's bald.
Where is the Gemara?
Then the Gemara is a Megillah. There's a Mishnah Megillah that if you wear the tefillin shal yad, gabi beisun kali shalom, that's no good. So the Gemara says because of the pasuk, v'ayin l'cholios, l'cholios v'lo l'achem lios. Then the Gemara explains that it doesn't mean you must cover over the shal yad. And Achraidim, they say like that, you cover over the shal yad. So the Mincha Saluza says that it's a mistake. The Labush says like that, you should always cover over the shal yad, you should never have it Megulah. So the Mincha Saluza said he made a mistake. He forgot that off in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beferish, it doesn't mean that. There's no such thing, just the din of Chatzitz apostles. And Shal Rosh is not Beferish. Shal Rosh is a Machlaikas. Guy's going to wear a big turban, then he's going to wear the shal rosh on top. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that for sure is no good. The only time there's a machlokes or rishonim is if you're wearing a yarmulke, a thin yarmulke, and you wear the shal rosh on top of the yarmulke, so at least you can sense that the tefillin are on your head. So that is 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. But if a guy's going to wear a big turban wrapped around and around, then he's going to wear a hat. Then he's going to wear the tefillin shal rosh on top of the hat. So it's not just sitting on the head at all. So you can't even, there's no sensation at all that the tefillin shal rosh is on his head. So that for sure is not acceptable. But here the Gemara quoted the two psukim on the bottom of the Amud, Yutesim and Alta, the last two lines, that the Chisaron of Chatzitza applies to all Big Dikuna, to the Mitznefes and to the rest of the Big Dikuna. There's always a din of Chatzitza. So the Gemara says, if you have Anima Achas, the Gemara has Omar Rav Chizda, Rav quotes the name Rav Chizda, Mokam Begodim, where you have the big Dikuna, Filin Anima Achas, Chatzitza. Even one Nima Beachutz would constitute a Chatzitza. Shalabu Makam Begodim, so there's no issue of Chatzitza. But if it's Shalosh Al Shalosh, then it's a Miyuta Begodim, then the Gemara says Chatzitzes. But the Pashto says, Rashi and Tosfos say, doesn't mean Chatzitza, means it's Miyuta Begodim. Pachas Mikan, less than Gimel on Gimel, then it's not going to be Chatzitz. So the Gemara says, Rava clearly is in disagreement. Other Rav Yechon Avadai Pliga. Rava for sure is in disagreement with Rav Yechanan. Because Rav Yechanan says, Nachamon, Ad Rav Yechanan, Vadei Pligo, again. Rav Yechanan says that Shelo B'Mokayim Begodim, there's no issue of Miyuta Begodim, Lo Havayita. So Rava says that it is. Shelo B'Mokayim Begodim, there is a problem. But the Gemara wants to know, does he necessarily disagree with Rav Chia? Chia said, if you have a tzilzel cotton, it's miyut begadim even if the tzilzel cotton is not gimel al gimel. So that seems to disagree with the rubber. Rubber said you have to have dafke gimel al gimel. Less than gimel al gimel, that's why it's not called a beged. Gemara says, should I say the rubber is necessarily disagreeing with the rapchia? Gemara says, shine a tzilzel cotton, choshev. They sell it in the stores like that, these headbands. So even though it doesn't have gimel al gimel, that's called a beged. If it's made from cloth, that's called a beged. Fine. So that was one version. Then in Lishnach Rina, the second version, the Rashi points out, Abiyudah Ben Rav Chiya stays the same. He doesn't change the first version, the second version. He says the same. Lo Shana Valagemi. Mishnah says the Kohen can do Avodah in Beis Hamikdash, but the Gemiyan, and it's not a problem of Chatzitz, not a problem of Miyuta Begodim, fine. I will tzilzel cotton is chaytzitz. What do you mean chaytzitz? Means it's miyut begodim. Rabbi Yechon. So that's the same as before, except that before, what was the lashon? Before he said the way it's supposed to be, he said I will tzilzel cotton have a yit begodim. Now he says tzilzel cotton chaytzitz, but the chaytzitz doesn't mean chaytzitz. It means it's miyut begodim, same as before. So the first mandama stays the same. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chia said the same. Rav Yechanan is where the change is. Rav Yechanan, Lo Yomer Chatzitza B'Pachad M'Sholosh Al Sholosh, Ela B'Makom B'Godim. Avshalom B'Makom B'Godim, Sholosh Al Sholosh Chotzitzos, Pachas Mikan, Eina Chotzitza. So then it comes out that that's the same as Rava. The first version of Rav Yechanan was that there's no din of Miyuta B'Godim at all on the hands, on that part of the body where there's no requirement to have a big dekuna. So there's no issue of Yitta Begodim at all. And the second version comes out that Rav said the same as that Rabbi Yechanan said the same as Rav. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav called Rav Chizda, they lived in Babel, so they said the same. I know the Rav, I'm Rav Chizda, shine. Now till the end of the Amud, the Gemara raises various fakers regarding the dinim of chatzitza by the big dekuna. So the pasuk that teaches us that you shouldn't have a chatzitza, it says al besara ulevesham. That's the last two lines on the yomid. Yilbash al besara and so on. So the shaila is, what if nichnasa lo ruach? Let's say the wind is blowing or something, and the begodim are not so tight that the mam is sitting on the skin. There's a little air. There's an empty space in between the beged and the arm. So that's by Rava, that's a shadah. Nichnas saluach big the mahu. Do you insist al basar bina and vahaleko? He didn't do the levisha al basar, right? Because it's suspended in the air. Dilma darach levisha bekach. That's the normal way to wear begodim, as long as there's no chatzitza. So the Gemara is mesupik about that. Then the Gemara is a safikita mahu shetochutz. What if you have a little bug running around? Lice running around on your body. So the Gemara says, "Meisalot aboy lot levadei chaitza." If you have a dead kina, chaitza in between the big dikuna, the body, sure it's a chatzitza. The whole suffix was chayamai. What if it's alive? Kina. Miyaminim, that was in the days of the Gemara, that was normal. Days of the Tanoim, that was normal, that people would be walking around with live bugs crawling all over them. Kivna soevi Oslo, since it's going back, osovi Oslo, since it moves back and forth, revisihi, velochaitza, that's a normal thing. So it's not called a chatzitza. That was normal, that they had bugs running around on the body. Today it's not normal, so it would certainly be a chatzitza. But in the days of the Gemara, that was normal. Oidom kivna the kapar Allah. So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara is a shayla, what if there's dust? Offer Maushiyoch. The Gemara says, offer. Vade chaitz, of course, a chatzitza. Ela the Gemara name, what's the deal of avak offer mau? If it's such insignificant, not real sin, a little dust, a mashu of dust. There's a mashu of dust, but it's visible, it's noticeable. So there's a mashu of dust, does that also constitute chatzitza? Between the big dekunim and the body. The Gemara is the Shaila Beis Yashechi, Ma'u Sheyochutz, the same as before. Before we have the Shaila Nichnas Solo Ruach, the Big the Ma'u, do you need Al Basara literally, or do you say Hana Derech Levisha? The Gemara has a suffix, what about the Beis Yashechi, the armpit? So do you have to have that? It should be so tight fitting, Big the Kuna should be so tight fitting that it should mamash touch till the bottom of the arm, it should touch the whole body the whole time. But he's saying no, in the corner. By the armpit, that's normal. That the beged doesn't touch. It ought to be a miyachin or makpid. That's a good taina. Miyachin or makpid should be a good taina. Should not be a chatzitza.
That's by tefillah.
Yeah.
Do we have a...
Moshe Feinstein assumes that by tefillin also there's a din of miut she'eda makbid. Moshe talks about a guy has a partial toupee. So he thinks that also miut she'eda makbid shouldn't be a chatzitza.
It's almost, here we have a special number. Maybe special tesha kosa that
that's
the
Al-Basara. That goof is a Gemara Suffolk. Should apply that rule of Miyachena Makpid to Al Basara or Levesham or not? Could be that proof is the suffix. I don't know. Avak of Amau. Yeah, it should be a Miyachena Makpid. So that's the job. Does that apply to the Big Dikuluna? I think the Chidor writes Chidush. A lot of mukubal, the chidor was a big mukubal. So a lot of mukubal would go to mikveh before they were dam shachris. So they would have droplets of water in their hair. If they don't dry off completely, then they put on the shal rosh. So is that the chatzitza? You have the droplet of water in the hair, is that a chatzitza? So he quotes that, I think the Mishlam Melech raises such a possibility, that the Mishnayos have in Yuma, they can go to those avodas in Kippur. So it says, how does it say? It says it can go to the table five times. All of it is tapeg, yeah. So why do you say all of it is tapeg? So I think the Mishlam Melech quotes a pshat, because if he won't be mistapeg, the droplet of water will be a chatzitza between the big dekunim. So I think one of the Mepharshim on the Mishnah says that's not the correct pshat. How do you know? Because it says all of it is tapeg, if it's by a certain part of paraduma, which also doesn't need big dekuna. So why does it say all of it is tapeg? What does it say? Just your mother tells you dry off well so you don't catch a cold. That's what the Mishnah means, all of it is tapeg. So others say, no, I think the Tzemach David, the Migdash David says, all of it is tapeg, maybe is like this. He quotes, there is a Gemara Chagiga, I think in the second parak in Chagiga. But the Gemara says there's a chumr midirabbanon, a maila midirabbanon, that when a person mikra din deraisa tefillah in the mikveh never needs kavana. But in order to eat truma, in order to eat kachim, in order to be yosek and paradomi, you have to have kavana. Let's say he was tefillah in the mikveh l'shem to eat truma, and then he decides he wants to eat kachim, or he was tefillah in the mikveh l'shem to eat kachim, and then later on he decides he wants to do asiyah saparas, he has to be tefillah again midirabbanon. If you had a kavana for the higher level of tahara, then it's good for the lower level. God can want it for a lower level, only for eating truma, eating kachim, then it doesn't help for the higher level, namely to do paraduma. So that's a dim midirabban, that's a maila midirabban. So what happens if at the time he was talking on the mikveh, he intended that he's going to eat truma? And after he comes out from the mikveh, before he dries himself off, he says, well, he may want to eat karbonis also. So I think it's a machlokes, it could be a machlokes atanoim. I think the accepted opinion is that he can have the kavona for this maila midirabbanan because mani doesn't dry off yet. So all of his topic is because the histapkus, the drying off, is considered the gemara of the tefillah midirabbanan with respect to this din of kavona, that he can inject, he can interject kavona in the tefillah, that it should be tefillah the shem kachim, even after he already came out of the mikveh because mani didn't dry himself off yet. So that's what the Mikdash David suggests. Maybe when it says all of them is stopping, it's not so much because of the Chatzitza issue. I forgot which Mishnah. Something in Pora doesn't require big dekuna. I forgot already which part doesn't require that you need a koima, you don't need big dekuna. And nonetheless, it says all of them is stopping. So it must be that this is the reason why all of them is stopping.
Is that a little like the remote by finding his time?
Right.
Part of the washing process
is drying. Right. Along the line.
I thought that was just stopped by Nizidayan,
though,
because if you
eat
this kilo
full of tummy,
you
can just go
wet.
Right. But here the Gemara says in Chagiga, you can interject the kavana that's needed midirabbanan even after you came out of the mikveh, as long as it didn't dry off yet. It's a big chiddush. That midirabbanan that fell in the mikveh is not finished yet until it is stopped. So the Gemara has all the various fakers about
what
that.
What does
the Chidos say? The Chidos says that he quotes the Mishlam Melech, that it's an issue of Chatzitza, that if you leave the droplets of water in your hair, it'll be an issue of Chatzitza, based on the Mishnah, all the minutes topic. And then Ramosha has a Tshuva where he says if it's only Miyachain and Makbid, it wouldn't be a problem of Chatzitza by Big Dekuna, by Tfilin. There's room to Dingzach. That's Ramosha's Macharish, yeah.
Mishnah
is Paradim saying,
Yara Batalo, all of it in the statute, but that's before
it's by the Kohen Gadol, before he does anything.
Some Kohen Yedem Alav, they're getting ready, he goes in the Pune
Yisroel. The next parak, it says, Rashlita, so maybe you only have all the minutes topic. We do need big dekuna.
Yeah,
and I remember there's a Mishnah somewhere where it says all the minutes topic where that's a Mikdash, the Mikdash David is the Kasha. He quotes a Mishnah somewhere that it says all the minutes topic even though you don't need a coin. Even though you don't need big dekuna. Even though you don't need big dekuna. So you can't say it's an issue of Chatzitz. Have to look it up again where the Mishnah has it. Yeah, what is the Gemara? Havaita Safik based on Shechi? Is a Safik, do the big dekuna have to come so close to the body? Or do you say, no, Derech Levisha Bekapsa, that's a Safik in the Gemara. Hichlis Yadu L'Terecheiko Mahu. What if he puts his fingers in between the big dekuna and the body? Should I say, Gufo Michayitz? Olo. How can you say, what do you mean? A Chatzitza between his body and big dekuna. Big dekuna should be touching his body. But he stuck his finger where it doesn't belong. He sticks the finger over here, in between the neck and the big dekuna. Finger belongs over here. So that's a suffix. The more way you can say gufa is a, it's a chatzitza between his body and the big dekuna. What's the chatzitza? A different part of the body that's not at that location. The more has a suffix nima, Maushe told us. What if you have a thread? Well, nima varechaitz, a thread, in between the big dekuna and the body, a thread is chaitzela. Nima medudalas mau. The more has a suffix. What if the big dekuna, there's a loose thread from the big dekuna. If you have a thread, mi bachutz, that's what Rashi writes, the first white line. Nima do osame alma, a thread mi bachutz, that's not attached to the big dekuna. So that for sure is badai chaitza. But if it's nima medul dalas, that's a suffix in the Gemara. That's part of the big dekuna. Every brand new suit has a little bit of loose threads here and there. So that's a Gemara and a suffix. Does that constitute a chatzitza or not? Nigmar has a suffix, but in the Barbara Vashi, Yotzasar, the big demo. Should I say Sarah ki gufa dami, alav ki gufa dami? What's the shaila? What he has, this has long hair, and the long hair is mafsik chaytzeitz in between his neck and the big de kohuna. Let's say he has long pace, and the long pace are sticking in between. So what about hair? He has to shave off all of his hair. No, so the normal hair that's bimkomo is not a suffix. The only suffix in the Gemara is cyber shalom bimkomo. That's the Mishnah Bura quotes the Achranim in Hilchas Tefillin, that you don't have to shave off your hair. Seir bimkomo is not a chatzitz, but if you have long payas, he has the payas pulled from this side, from the right side, over here, and it's the payas a mapsik, it's in between the ritzua shal rosh and the head. So that's seir shalom bimkomo. So that was the suffix of the Gemara. Sari ki gufa lav ki gufa dami. So the suffix we should be machmer.
Are long payas a violation?
The Rambam writes that Prui Rosh is only if it looks sloppy. If it's curled up, if it's made in a nice fashion, I think the Rambam says then it's okay. I think so. Only if it looks a sloppy mess. Pretty sure. Because otherwise, a nazir, a kohen can't be mekabel naziris. So he says, no, a nazir, a kohen can become a nazir. The Gemara talks about a person who's a kohen and he's a nazir. He can't become a nazir, just has to put his hair up in curls. He has to have it neat and shouldn't hang down like a shaggy dog.
And people
have to do something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a chayfe from a fasra. So we're all sorry. It's a dove sheni miskaven. He just puts his head together. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mention the Nitziv has a comment on that Rambam. He has this long arichas that the Rambam is chayfe kam Rashi and miyuta begodim. Rambam thinks only time there's an issue of miyuta begodim is if he's wearing two avnetim. To mikboes, to ksonos, but if he has a beged chol, it's not a problem. So he has the Rambam writes on the top line on yud ches on the base. If he wear mikuroim, it's no good. So the Rambam, so Rashi writes mikuroim is no good. The Rambam doesn't write like that. The Rambam doesn't according to Rashi mikuroim is mechusa begodim. Because he has to wear the big dekuna in a fashion of lechobin of sefaris. So if it's lacking, if it's torn, it's lacking lechobin of sefaris. So it's called the mechusa begonim. The Rambam doesn't write, it's no good because of mechusa begonim. So the Netziv learns in the Rambam that he seems to have understood the koroi means he's wearing a beged chol, he's wearing a scarf, he's wearing a shirt on top of the big dekuna. He wears a shirt under the big dekuna, it's chatzitz. He wears a shirt on top. So it's not miyuta begonim because it's a beged chol. So there wouldn't be a problem. But if the shirt, if he ripped kriya on the shirt, then the avoid is mechulavus because kuroi begodim. Because kuroi begodim is mechal avoid. Kuroi begodim is mechal avoid, it's not big dekuna. Because you're lacking lechobel sefer. So even if it's a beged chol, that's kuroi. That was an interesting interpretation. That's what he claims the mashmos and the Rambam is. The Rambam understood mekuroi means the beged chol that he's wearing on top of the big dekuna. Is torn. Not like Rashi, the big dekuna are torn, and therefore it's mechusa begodim. Ram doesn't say mechusa begodim, said because of kuroi begodim. It's a separate din on the beged chol that's karua. Chiddush. The Gemara has the shaila, what about tefillin? Tefillin mashi yachutzu. What do you mean tefillin mashi yachutzu? The Gemara means is it miyuta begodim or not? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion. That it's not a problem that the Kohanim used to wear tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad, they can't wear because the sleeve will be a chatzitza between the tefillin and the arm. And if you put the tefillin below the big dekuna, so the tefillin will be a chatzitza. So tefillin shel yad is out of the running. The whole discussion only is on the tefillin shel rosh. So then the Gemara says they used to wear tefillin shel rosh. You see, it's not called miyuta begodim. Does not cause a problem. That was the shadow. Why not? So the Nitziv claimed that the Rambam understood the reason why, because it's not made from cloth. It's not a beged, it's like we would call it a tashit. And the Chazon Ish said the reason why the Chazon Ish said because it's not a beged. And the Netziv said because it's a beged shalchot. He said that's the reason the Rambam gave. Rambam must have understood because it's not a beged shalchodesh. It's a beged shalchot. Yeah. So the Gemara in the middle has a discussion. The Gemara has the last 10 lines till they finally come to the last line. The yes, that they did wear tefillin shel rosh. So till the Gemara comes to that conclusion, the Gemara says, there's a machlokes hatanoim, and machlokes, the Rambam and everybody else had a paskin, whether Laila is lav zman tefillin or Laila is man tefillin. So the Rambam paskin is like the Shiti Chido, that Laila is lav zman tefillin min haTorah. Most of the Rishonim paskin the other way, that min haTorah Laila is man tefillin, miyamim yamim, and miyamim v'lo leilos. That's how. Shemata sechuka hazos lemayadam yamim yamima. So the Gemara in the last parak in Erevin has a machlokes hatanaim. Is that talking about chukas haPesach? Shemata sechuka hazos miyamim yamima annually, but goes on mitzvahs tefillin. Yamim yamila means daily. So if you say the pasuk goes on tefillin, it means daily. So then you darshan miyamim v'lo leilos. You don't put on tefillin b'layla. That's how the Rambam paskens. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he writes, it was a big shas hatrak, so he was makel that he's even say a bracha. Balayla, if he woke up early in the morning, he could even say a bracha against the Rambam. So the Gemara says like this, if Laila is lav zman tefillin, it's Laila, that's, if one should assume that Laila min haTorah is lav zman tefillin, then the Gemara says, lo tiboyiloch, kiv ne Laila chaitzi, balayla for sure it'll be, if you wear tefillin, you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin. So if you wear tefillin b'layla, for sure it'll be miyuta begodim. So the Gemara says, yom na michaitzi. So by yom it'll also be miyuta begodim. Why? Why is that? It's a funny Rashi here, the way Rashi interprets the Gemara. Din lo kein, Rashi writes, it's a Rashi's five lines at the bottom. Din lo kein, matzin v'avoydus layla chomim v'avoydus hayom. And it's faket, v'hein kalim v'hem. Which avodas can you do balayla haktora? Nisa hayayin, you can do balayla. So Rashi says avodas alayla have to be more kal. They can't be more chomer than avodas hayom. So if layla loves man tefillin, so wearing tefillin balayla will certainly be a problem of miyuta begodim. So then you have to say bayom, it's also going to be miyuta begodim. Why? Why is it talmid over there? Maybe bayom you're mechuyev to wear tefillin, so it's not miyuta begodim. But layla you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin, so it is miyuta begodim. Why is it called Avodas HaLaila will be more chomer than Avodas HaYom? But if there's a svara behind it, if there's a svara that Laila you're not mechuyev in tefillin, but then so don't wear the tefillin, then it'll be miyut to begun. By Yom it won't be miyut to begun because you're mechuyev.
Why is it chatzit at all by night if we say like in the tefillin or like the Chazon Ish?
It doesn't, right, it doesn't mean chatzit, it means miyut to begun. So the maskana, we came to the conclusion, that's the final maskana, the last line. But till we got to the last line, so the Gemara, the havamina of the Gemara was, if you're mechuyev to wear it, then it's not a problem of miyut to be gone. If you're not mechuyev to wear it, then it will be a problem of, then it'll be an issue of miyut to be gone. So but Laila for sure, if you hold Laila, loves man tefillin, in a Torah, mid the Rabbana for sure, Laila loves man tefillin. Zeri shem isha mehem shem yafiach behem. Mid the Rabbana, you're not allowed to put tefillin on by Laila. Child is with the Minatora, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So one opinion in the last parak in Erev, one opinion is that it's a Nisa Derais. That Balali, you're not allowed to put on tefillin, is a Nisa Derais. So the Gemara was working with such as for, if it's Bayom, you're mechuyev to wear tefillin, then you can't call it miyuta begodim. Balali, you're not mechuyev, then you're going to call it miyuta begodim.
No. We pass it.
Maybe the avodas on Shabbos are more chomer than the avodas on the weekdays, because on Shabbos you have to bring musafim. But Rashi over here says the argument only was from Laila to Yom, because avodas halayla akal from avodas hayom. Avodas that have to be done by Yom are more chomer. So there's more room to be machmer in avodas hayom. So how can you say by Yom you're mechuyev to wear tefillin? So it's not miyuta begodim if you wear the shal rosh. Shal yad is going to be a chatzitza. Then we understand. The whole din is only on the shalvash. And what comes to the maskana, he may wear the tefillin shalvash. You are mechuyev to wear the tefillin shalvash. But first they thought the reason why you're allowed to wear it is because you're mechuyev to wear it. That's why it's not mute begun. But balayla, if you're balayla lav matan, you're not mechuyev to wear it. So then it will be mute begodim. So the Gemara said it'll come out. Avodas laila is more chamer than avodas hayam. But there's a svara behind it. Here you're mechuyev, here you're not mechuyev. Why is that such an argument? I thought it was very strange. The Gemara is the way Rashi reads it. Aliba the man, Aliba and the Amalayla, as man tefillin, although the boy like even the Layla Chaitzi, Yom Nami Chaitzi, Chaitzi means Miyuta Begodim. Very upside. I found that logic very difficult. Keep the boy like the man, the Amalayla is man tefillin, my. Should I say mitzvah de gufe chayit? It doesn't mean chatzitza. It means it's Miyuta Begodim. Oh, no, Chaitzi, not Miyuta Begodim. I finally said, the last line they say they did wear tefillin. It's not a miyut begodim. It's not a miyut begodim. They did wear tefillin. Very strange gemara. Then the gemara quotes the din of isik the mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. So it says in the brayse, kahanim avodasim levim v'duchanim yisod b'marmodam turim and a tefillin and a tefillin. Why be so rashi? Because isik the mitzvah is potam and a mitzvah. Isik the mitzvah is potam and a mitzvah. You might try to make the yukim. Potam and a tefillin, but if you wear it, it wouldn't passel. It wouldn't passel, right? You might come to the maskana that if you're wearing tefillin, it's not a problem of the yukim. Yeah. The bottom taste is yud chesam and aleph. That's a famous taste. Hagor. You're a maskal hagor. The Gemara in the first parak in Yuma talks about a kohen gadol she'ovar. The kohen gadol became nitmo, he doesn't feel well on Yom Kippur, so they had to appoint a different kohen gadol instead. So they don't just appoint him for a day, he's a kohen gadol for life. So after Yom Kippur is over, and the first kohen gadol is tohar again, or he's healthy again, so he always goes back to his functioning as the kohen gadol. So the Sheni, the one who was appointed in his place, can neither do Avodah B'Shemayna B'Godim nor be Arba B'Godim. The Gemara says he can't do Avodah B'Shemayna B'Godim because of Eva. The Kohen Gadol will feel uncomfortable. I'm the Kohen Gadol. Why is he doing Avodah B'Shemayna B'Godim? He can't do Avodah B'Arba B'Godim because, what does the Gemara say? Malam HaKodesh V'lo Maridin. What does it say then? In the other kind God, the other kind Hedya. The kind God, Mishum Eva, kind Hedya, you can't do Avodah B'Dalam Hashem, Malam HaKadosh V'Lo Marid. So Taisa says, wait a minute. If you can't do Avodah B'Shemayna B'Godim because Eva means Mikir Adin, he's a kind God. They appointed him, he's a kind God. So once you just say, can't do Avodah B'Dalam B'Godim because he's Mechusa B'Godim, because he needs Shemayna B'Godim. So what did they come up with this new reason of Malam HaKadosh V'Lo Marid? Say because Mechusa B'Godim. So Taisa says, no, if not for the fact that there's a din of Lo Maridin, we would have fired him. Would have fired, they would have. Who fires him? Whoever hires him. That's what Taisa quotes in Yishalmi. He's Mismana B'Peh, Mistalik B'Peh. The same people who appoint him have the right to fire him. And the Mishnah is in Hurriyah's talk, the whole Sugi in the fourth parak in Ksuvas. We didn't get to the fourth parak yet. More as a whole discussion. If the Kohen Gadol was Machal Shabbos, when he's still a Kohen Gadol, he made a mistake in Halacha. And then later on, by the time he realizes that he was Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he was already fired. He's no longer functioning as Kohen Gadol. So the din is that a normal person is Machal Shabbos, brings Kizbo Sira. And if the Kohen Gadol is Machal Shabbos based on Shigeg HaSairoa, then he has to bring a par Kohen Gadol. So here the Avera was done b'shas when he was still a Kohen Gadol. And then they were mesalakim. Then they fired him. They removed his status as Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah has a whole machlekes hatanoim. Is he miskaper the kids from Sira? Or is he miskaper the par Kohen Gadol? So you see that there is such a thing as firing a Kohen Gadol. Same thing a Melech. Same thing by the Melech. The Melech has a Sawyer Nasi. He brings a special korban chatas. So what if he did the Avera when he was still the melech, And then they fired him before he realized that he did the other, before he did Sachet. Because he did Sachet is Mechayim and the Korban.
Okay, so the Mishnah and Megillah says that one of the differences between, the only difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Gadol Shel Avar is the Asiris HaEifah and the Par Yom Kippur. So then why doesn't it just say that that implies that the Kohen Gadol would be able, or maybe just Meikra did, he could do the Avodah, but there's just like a thing that comes on top of that because of Eva.
Yeah. Meikra din deraisa. He is a Kohen Gadol. He remains a Kohen Gadol. Yeah. So Tosis says Malam Hakadosh Olam Maridin is the reason why you can't fire him. It's not Kovadik to fire a Kohen Gadol because Malam Hakadosh Olam Maridin. Unless he did an Aver, he deserves to be fired, but otherwise not. So then Tosis discusses who's the one who fires him. Whoever hired him, he's Mismana Bepe. He's Mistala Bepe. Who is that? Who is that? Either the Melech or Echav HaKohanim. Tosis is not sure exactly. Mistala Bishar Davata the Melech, the Echav HaKohanim. They're not sure exactly who. So this is a famous thesis that the Rabbeim explained. There are two dinim of Kohen Gadol. There's Kedusha's Kohen Gadol that he's acquired through a Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha, or through a Merubah B'Godim, and then the Shem Kohen Gadol, the title that's acquired through the appointment. So that the title can be Mismana B'Peh, Mistalek B'Peh. So whatever dinim depend on Shem Kohen Gadol will not apply to a Meshuch Mohammed. Because he was never endowed with the title of Kohen Gadol. But whatever didn't depend on Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, that depends on Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, so that the Mashiach Mechama will have. So the Gemara has, next to the last parak in Yuma, the Gemara has a whole list of dinim of Kohen Gadol. Half of them do apply to the Mashiach Mechama, half of them do not apply. So that's Rav Chaim explained. Those that depend on Kedusha's Kohen Gadol do apply to the Mashiach Mechama, because he has the same level of Kedusha. There are three levels. There's not a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Mashuch Muhammad and a Kohen Hedyot. There are two levels. There's a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot, but there are two aspects to the Kohen Gadol. There's Kedusha's Kohen Gadol and Hashem Kohen Gadol. So the Mashuch Muhammad has the dinim that depend on Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, he has. Dinim that depend on Hashem Kohen Gadol, he does not, because he never appointed him. And that's the Pshat in the Ramban on Parashat Shmini. The Chumash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to call upon Mishael Bel Sofen to take out Suas Achechem Yes Pnei HaKodesh, to bury the mason. So the Ramban quotes, he's really quoting the Ravid. Where's the Akasha? A Kohen Hedyot, we pass him, Loyitama is Mechliyev. So why did Allah Zavi Soma not bury their two brothers? Another Aviyu died. So Allah Zavi Soma should have been Mitami to them. So the Ravid gives two answers. And one answer is maybe Zahir Ashur, Shaloba La'arbev, Simchosu Shalmokim. Shmini lemiluim, so as I rosh hashanah, there shouldn't be mitami. And the other suggestion the Rabbi gives is the famous one. The Ramban quotes both. Every so often, the Ramban of Chumash is quoting verbatim from the Pirush HaRavid on the Torah's Kohanim, and he doesn't attribute it. A lot of times, the Melchamis also quotes verbatim from Ravids, from the Tmim Deim and other places. Apparently, everybody knew that he was quoting from the Rabbi. So that's what the Ramban suggests, that since Alozav Yisama had Meshicha, Meshem and Amishcha, maybe they all had the din like a Meshuch Muhammad. So Meshuch Muhammad is not allowed to be Mitami to the Zayn Kroyim. Meshuch Muhammad has Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, without Shem Kohen Gadol. So one of the dinim that he has is he's not allowed to be Mitami to the Zayn Kroyim. Rav Chaim had more, he answered, more cautious with this. So that's the Tosfos that it was all based on that. But in Tosfos, that appears also on Yuma on Daf Yud Beis. Same Tosfos appears there.
That's true, Lagabe. That's just the Chumra by being Tame when Yisamar died, whenever that was. Anyone who's in a Yom Kippur for free, it's been locked with hot for the Meshuch Mechama, or it's just going to be a Chumra.
Is the Meshuch Mechama Machzeh Deretzeach? I think that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Whether being Machzeh Deretzeach depends on Misa's, the Kohen Gadol has Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. Or the one has the shame Kohen Gadol. I think it's a machlokes HaTanoim. No, in Mishnah and Makkos.
Mishnah, all three.
All three? Shulch Mecham also? Is there machlokes?
Just Kohen, it's Af Kohen Sha'avar. Yeah, sorry, it's Af
Mishul
Mecham.
Mishul
Mecham is machlokes.
There is a machlokes, I think so.
It's Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda, I think so. According to that sheet,
it's still somewhere we work.
No, he had a Kedusha's Kohen Gadol because he had to have Meshicha. because he had to have Mashiach. Okay. So we got to the top of Yud Tes on the base. Okay. Believe that tomorrow we will continue.
What time is
people want to continue his welcome tomorrow. We want to do Parsha.
We have Shir at 10:45. Is that possible for this Thursday?
10:45 is possible, yes. Good. Okay.
I won't be able to make it 10:45.
Okay, so maybe 10:30?
Maybe. I would be able to make it
here tonight. Regular time. How many people have the Pchina?
Just
one. Okay, so you two guys have to find it out.
For
me, it's better to be early because I may have to learn with my grandson. I usually learn with my grandson in Eretz Yisrael Thursday in the middle of the day.
Okay,
so for me, it's better to be early. Okay, so we'll leave that at 10:30. So someone notify whoever. Okay.
Gemara,
yeah.